that can truly change lives. Men can experience higher energy, better gains in the gym, brother, better mental clarity, improved sleep patterns, a faster metabolism. You usually even notice an increased libido. So, fellas, you can actually book the same day that you call. Time to feel amazing and hit your goals this year. That number, 440-3663. That's 440-3663. Or go to MontgomeryMensHealth.com to book your appointment today.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Supreme Court seems likely to preserve access to the medication mifepristone. A consensus appeared to emerge in arguments that the pro-lifers who challenged the FDA's approval of the medication and subsequent actions to ease access to it lack the legal right or standing to sue. At least six people remain missing after a container ship lost power and rammed into a major bridge in Baltimore, causing the span to buckle into the river below. The ship's crew issued a Mayday call just moments before the crash took place and knocked down the Francis Scott Key Bridge. President Biden has won Missouri's primary. Biden's win in the state was never in doubt. On Wall Street, the Dow is ahead 80 points now, but the NASDAQ up 52. This is SRN News.
Biden has started tracking Christians like cattle. Yes, you heard it right. He pressured banks to tag transactions for certain keywords. One of them is Holy Bible. That's a horrifying and creepy attack on our religious freedoms. It's made possible by a digital financial system that makes you a sitting duck. But you do have other options. I recommend a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst, a best-selling author, and evangelical leader to people who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Biden's anti-Christian bureaucracy while also preserving your retirement savings. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. There are no strings attached. So text FAITH to the number 989898 right now and take action to protect your own prosperity.
Weather is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
I'm Johnny Adams with the Johnny Adams Law Firm, Alabama's personal injury law firm, wishing you a fabulous day and a blessed evening. Stay weather alert.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The risk of showers is fading away quickly for most of us, otherwise mostly cloudy. Temperatures today, upper 60s to around 70. Partly cloudy, cooler tonight, overnight low 48. Tomorrow, sunshine, 74 for a high on Wednesday. A little cooler Thursday. I've got us in the upper 60s with more sun. And then a beautiful Easter weekend forecast. Sunshine, 72, good Friday. Upper 70s Saturday, near or above 80 on Easter Sunday with more sunshine. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
1819 News.
U.S. Senators Tommy Tuberville and Katie Britt are co-sponsors to a resolution that was introduced into the U.S. Senate. That resolution condemns the government of Nicaragua for arresting 13 ministry workers that are connected to Mountain Gateway. That organization was founded by two Alabama natives and recently conducted large evangelistic meetings in Nicaragua in the fall of 2023. Since those events, the Nicaraguan pastors have been arrested and jailed and charged with money laundering without being given any legal documents. The resolution calls the government's actions unjust and a violation of religious freedoms. Tuberville and Britt are also calling on the Biden administration to issue targeted sanctions against the Nicaraguan government. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Are you enjoying 1819 News? If so, consider joining 1819 News as a member. As a nonprofit news organization, we depend on the support of Alabamians like you. Memberships start out as little as $5 a month, and you'll get access to exclusive content only offered to our members. You'll be supporting independent journalism done by people who cherish Alabama values. Become a member today by visiting 1819news.com and clicking Become a Member. That's 1819news.com and click Become a Member today.
The Baldwin County 911 Center now has a new director. Kirstie Stams has been working for 29 years in public safety. She started out in Gulf Shores as a dispatcher and has currently been acting as executive director of the Mobile County 911 Center. Stams will be stepping into the directorship after the Baldwin County 911 board chose not to renew the contract with the former director. Changes at Nakalula Falls are completed in time for spring break, and tourists, the city leaders of Gadsden, hope to see an economic impact as a result of these new upgrades, which include steps down to the falls and a suspension bridge that crosses over the creek, creating a circular pathway. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
This is Scott Trout of Cordell & Cordell. There are a lot of great dads out there. Sometimes those dads get divorced. For more than 30 years, we've represented men in divorce, confronting the pitfalls that could devastate your finances or harm your family relationships. While every situation is different, our goal is to get the best outcome for you and your kids. Set up a consultation and take the first step.
For matters in Tennessee, visit CordellCordell.com. 200 West Martin Luther King Boulevard, Suite 1000, Chattanooga, Tennessee, 37402. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for Montgomery's Conversational Radio Show. It's news and views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
But beyond that, you have to teach people how to de-escalate circumstances. De-escalate. So instead of anybody coming at you, the first thing you do is shoot to kill, you shoot them in the leg.
Hold on to your butt.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back.
To do some views in the afternoon.
Or as we're calling it online, Joey Clark Live. Now, without further ado, we have on the line candidate for Congress, the brand new Alabama District 2. She is running for the Republican nomination, is competing in a runoff that will be coming up on April the 16th. We have Caroline Dobson. Hey, Caroline, how you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing great, Joey. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you for being on the show. So where all have you been over the last few days traveling around the district?
It's more like, where haven't I been? Been in Washington County, Clark, Conecuh, Mobile, obviously Montgomery, and my husband and I and two daughters live in Montgomery during the week, try to spend the weekends in Monroe County where my family farms. Headed to Pike County tomorrow and Russell County. So, all over.
Now, is there a particular issue or as you travel around also certain news items that people keep bringing up with you?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, on a national level, certainly the border is such a deep concern for so many of us here in the district and just so many of the ancillary issues. Obviously, the fact that we have an estimated 8 to 10 million illegal aliens that have come across the border since Biden took office. Also, the drugs, the fact that over 200 Americans a day die of fentanyl overdose. The foreign enemy agents, since January 1, it's estimated that over 20,000 just Chinese nationalists, they're not even talking about Somalis, Palestinians, just Chinese nationalists, 20,000 of them have come across our southern border. Of course, crime, with the Lake and Riley tragedy. So the border is definitely first and foremost in the minds of a lot of folks. You know, another issue that pervasive, regardless of whether I'm in a city or a small town, is the mental health crisis. You know, there is truly not an adequate avenue or mechanism for dealing with the mentally ill in our communities, and that's affecting safety, jail overload, and also just, you know, the fact that we're stigmatizing these folks instead of having the resources and the avenues for treating them appropriately. I mean, that's what probate judges are talking about, mental health. Sheriffs are talking about mental health. For instance, in the Mobile jail, which is designed to hold 1,100 inmates, they have close to 1,500. Over 20% of those are on psychiatric medication. They'll be put in jail, and they're medicated, and then they'll get, kind of back to a healthy state. Then they're released, and then, without accountability, without any sort of treatment, then they get off kilter and self-medicate with illegal drugs, and then they're back in the jail again.
Right.
So it's really a vicious cycle, and again, isn't a city only or a rural community only. It impacts communities throughout this district, and we've really got to fight to find a better solution there.
Well, and you led into one question I wanted to ask you, especially with the mental health angle. One of the, say, population cohorts, one of the groups most prone to, I think, mental health issues and substance abuse are veterans who are coming back. In particular, you're seeing with veterans who served in Iraq and Afghanistan for many years, many tours of duty. And one thing I hear, and sometimes I hear from folks who I know quite well, are some horror stories that come out of the VA. And it's so bad sometimes that you can't even share it publicly because it's so personal. But I hear these stories time and time again over the years. And a big part of, being a member of Congress and representing a district is constituent services. Do you have a plan for setting up constituent services that would help out folks who especially have trouble with, say, something like a VA hospital in their time of need?
Oh, absolutely. That is a huge priority of mine. And, and I've talked to veterans throughout the district, especially veterans in our rural communities. They're being sent in Washington County, for instance. I was talking to a vet there who gets sent to Biloxi for treatment and doesn't get adequately reimbursed for mileage. Fortunately, he is able to drive himself, but so many of our veterans lack the means or the family members or friends to take them all over Kingdom Come. And, the way that our veterans' health and the VA is organized right now is incredibly inefficient. Also the fact that, we have rural hospitals and healthcare centers that are struggling. We really need to streamline the process and de-bureaucratize what our veterans have to go through with respect to just seeking basic, reliable health care. They have to jump through so many hoops. Again, back to the example in Washington County, there's a person who comes for 2 hours a week on Thursday morning to try to help them fill out their paperwork. But if you have a need that arises, on the other 6 days of the week or another time, outside that Thursday morning window, a lot of veterans are isolated and unable to get the help that they need. Often especially when it comes to veterans' mental health, there are waiting periods of up to 90 days. So, and also the fact, I spoke with a group called Vets Recover that's created a facility in Mobile, but often our veterans are the least likely to seek help when they need it because they're self-sufficient, they're strong-willed, and they're trying to figure it out themselves. So a lot of them are truly, truly desperate when they actually do reach out for help, and then we're making them wait weeks and months to actually get access to that help. So it's really just a vicious cycle. We've got to focus our attention on that. That will also have an impact on our military morale. Our military right. morale is at one of its lowest points, and I have to believe that some of that is attributable to the fact that folks that are actively serving see how we're treating those who have given their lives and given their careers to serve our country. You can't look at how our veterans are treated and look forward to that treatment once you're no longer in active duty.
And again, folks, we're talking to Caroline Dobson. She is running for Congress. You can go to Dobson for Congress, F-O-R, DobsonForCongress.com, and see where she is on the issues. In fact, I'm looking at DobsonForCongress.com, and I'm seeing under pro-life. I know you're pro-life, but I just want to read one sentence. From conception, every child deserves the chance to fulfill their potential and contribute positively to our society from conception. And being raised a Roman Catholic, that makes sense to me. But the big a big case in front of the Supreme Court came out today. A New York Times headline, Wall Street Journal also reporting on it. The headline reads, most Supreme Court justices seem skeptical of effort to curtail abortion pill access. And we'll see what the courts will actually decide. But this is over, say, telemedicine or mail order pills that are even still being administered here in states like Alabama, with probably the most dogged pro-life and anti-abortion laws on the books in the nation. So what do you think about this current argument where the FDA has made this available more over-the-counter? I think they made their decision, and I know you haven't had time probably to read the judges' opinions or hear these oral arguments that were presented today, but what's your sense of this particular aspect of the issue?
Yes, you know, I feel like, you know, we've got to protect life. Life absolutely begins in the womb, and I feel like just the, you know, those of us in the pro-life community, for so long, because of the mainstream media, because of the left, we've just been forced to defend our stance and the truth, as, you know, being, an extreme position, but it's not, you know, as you said, you know, you can read the Bible and, you know, knit you together in your mother's womb. It's very clear that that's where life begins, and I think it's time that we, who do value and want to protect life, really bring to the attention of the public what the Democrats are and what the far left is doing on this issue. The fact that in 2019, the Born Alive Act in the U.S. Senate, which would have just basically provided that any child born in a hospital under any circumstance, any child born alive in a hospital is entitled to basic medical health care.
Right.
Pretty simple, right?
Right.
And all but two Democrat senators voted against that bill. So if you're, you know, I frankly am just kind of fatigued of acting as if, you know, what I believe and being pro-life is extreme, because it's not. What is extreme is the far left, who are, you know, in certain states advocating for laws that would allow for abortions up to the minute before birth. It's truly heinous, and we've got to start talking about what they're doing, what they're advocating for.
Now, one issue, you might have heard me while you're on hold. I was telling folks, when it comes to, in particular, Bitcoin, it's not too late to at least jump into the game. What is your sense of this emerging new technology, whether it's Bitcoin or any of these other cryptocurrency or blockchain technologies? Do you think these have a role in, say, a free economy here in the United States?
I think they do. And the fact that they are, impervious to inflation, given that there is a finite supply, right, I think is attractive. Also, the fact, the blockchain nature of that, I think, is also, kind of appealing to me as far as just kind of the generation and subsequent acquisition of cryptocurrency. I will also say, too, there's some real opportunities for Bitcoin mining in District 2. A couple of years ago, I don't know kind of what the current status is, but I heard about a potential Bitcoin mining site in Connecticut County. Some of these areas, that, again, where, like Monroe County, where I'm from, where, we've had the loss of some certain industries, I think, not only as a currency is cryptocurrency attractive on some levels, but also as a potential investment opportunity and job provider in this district, it's huge. I think also, as we have more and more failed governments throughout the world, and there's more global crisis, the fact that you can if you are in a country that's attacked by China, or in a nation that's invaded by Russia, you can leave with a thumb drive and have the resources to start over again somewhere else is I think also attractive, certainly to those that live in nations that might be subject to aggression by some of these, evil enemy superpowers that are rising due to the weakness of the Biden administration.
Well, I've asked a lot of folks run for office and current office holders that question. Fantastic answer. Great. That answer made me very happy, Carolee. Now, I think a big issue in 2024 will continue to be, what does it mean to be a conservative? I think Donald John Trump for better or for worse, kind of blew up the old Republican Party that folks might remember even during the Bush years. And there are a lot of arguments across the board, across issues. So I'm just asking you straight up, what does it mean to be a conservative today in 2024?
Well, to me, what it means to be a conservative is to believe that the bigger our government is, the less incentivized the average citizen is to not only work hard, but to take on being engaged in the community and making a difference and you know, exercising the hard work and humility of our forefathers. So, you know, and I think in a lot of ways, Donald Trump upending the apple cart was a good thing. I don't think the Republican Party just should be those who go to a country club.
Right.
It really, you know, if you look at really the core ethos of what limited government and hard work and fiscal responsibility, frugality, you know, those belong to all of the American people. And like how I grew up, you know, I grew up in a small community, and my parents both worked outside the home, each over 20 miles away from where we lived, and we also had a farm that we had to take care of too after the full day's work was done. And so we just need to get back to focus on being productive and viewing citizenship as a responsibility as well as a set of rights.
Well, amen to that. Amen. And before we get out of here, if folks are liking what they're hearing, they want to support you in this runoff, April 16th, folks, how can they do so, Caroline?
Yes. Please go to www.dobson, that's D-O-B as in Bravo, S-O-N-F-O-R, Congress, dobsonforcongress.com. We also have accounts on Instagram, Facebook, X and Truth Social, all of which are adopted for Congress. But always a pleasure. Thank you so much. Hopefully we'll be there in person with you next time.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you. And Caroline Dobson, candidate there for Congress. Look forward to seeing her again. Both Dick Brubaker and Caroline Dobson will be regulars on the show leading up to the April 16th runoff. Apparently, RFK Jr. is now finally speaking. He is finally up on stage, and I'd imagine he's probably about to announce his candidate. So let's see if this works here. Let's see if this works without freezing up my computer completely. This is Robert Kennedy Jr. speaking live as we speak.
That brought Monsanto to the negotiating table. We settled in all 40,000 cases. But I lived here for several months during that trial, and I got to really love the city. The Monsanto case was the latest in a lifetime of battles for me to get poisons out of our food and out of our farms and to restore our soils. That effort has consumed a lot of my life, and I wanted a vice president who shared my passion for wholesome, healthy foods, chemical-free, for regenerative agriculture, for good soils. And I found exactly the right person. And among other things, she has used over the past several years cutting-edge technology, including AI, to calculate the catastrophic health consequences of toxins in our soil, our air, our water, and our food. Technology has been a lifelong passion for my future vice president. This is important because I also wanted a vice president who shares my indignation about the participation of big tech as a partner in the censorship and the surveillance and the information warfare that our government is currently waging against the American people. And that's why I'm bringing on someone with a deep inside knowledge about how big tech uses AI to manipulate the public. I want a partner with strong ideas about how to reverse those dire threats to democracy and to our freedoms. I managed to find a technologist at the forefront of AI. She has spent the last decade relying on neural networks, artificial intelligence, and cutting-edge science to identify abuses in our government. She understands that the health of every American is a national security issue and a national security risk. Her work has proven time and again that health drives our economy, that it is the foundation of our mental health, our national happiness, our ability to lead the world in innovation and prosperity and in peace. I also wanted someone who was an athlete, who could help me inspire Americans to heal, to get them back in shape, and I'm happy to report that my vice president is an avid surfer. who attended school on a softball scholarship. I wanted, right here in Oakland, I wanted someone who was battle-tested, able to withstand criticism and the controversy and all the defamations and slanders and perjuries that are thrown against anyone who embarks on a presidential campaign. I wanted an advocate who has seen corruption of our regulatory agencies firsthand, who shares my indignation about the way it allows regulated industries to commoditize our food, our wildlife, and our children. I wanted someone who would honor the traditions of our nation as a nation of immigrants, but who also understands that to be a nation, we need secure borders.
Again, this is live.
I wanted a partner who was a gifted administrator, but also possesses the gift of curiosity, an open, inquiring mind, and the confidence to change even her strongest opinions in the face of contrary evidence. I wanted someone with a spiritual dimension and compassion and idealism and above all, a deep love for the United States of America.
So, who is it? Who is it, Robert? Spit it out, Bobby!
And I found all of those qualities in a woman who grew up right here in Oakland. The daughter of immigrants who overcame every daunting obstacle and went on to achieve the highest levels of the American dream. So that is why I'm so proud to introduce to you the next Vice President of the United States, my fellow lawyer, a brilliant scientist, technologist, a fierce warrior mom, Nicole Shanahan.
Well, there it is. Well, folks, if you want to keep watching that, you can go to RFK Jr.'s Twitter page. Sure, it's all over YouTube. Nicole Shanahan, she apparently was behind that RFK ad at the Super Bowl. That was an allusion back to that original 60s JFK ad. And she is an impressive person, has done a lot, but I wonder, because, you know, there are polls showing now that Fox News is showing it, a few other places, polling firms are showing it, that Kennedy is hitting double digits. But you got to wonder, who is this constituency? How much is he pulling from Trump? How much is he pulling from Biden? But in a North Carolina Marist College poll showed 11% of registered voters backing Kennedy. And a Quinnipiac University survey from earlier this month shows him attracting double-digit support while in Pennsylvania. A Bloomberg Morning Consult and Fox News surveys from this month show him garnering double-digit support around the nation. And Nicole Shanahan probably is an interest. It's an unusual pick. It's not somebody who's a household name. But when you look at what she's done and how high profile she has been within, say, the Silicon Valley culture, I'd imagine she's pretty liberal progressive, though. So if you're trying to pull Trump people your way, I don't know if that will exactly work out. Now, I'm just reading up a report here on Shanahan. And then when you're getting, like, major papers gossiping about your love life, for instance, Shanahan was married to Google co-founder Sergey Brin in 2018 and divorced him in 2022. The Wall Street Journal reported that she had an affair with billionaire Elon Musk, but both Shanahan and Musk have denied the accusation. The Wall Street Journal's narrative that an affair with Elon Musk led to the end of my marriage was about as accurate as claiming that the body heat of polar bears is responsible for melting of the Arctic ice caps. It felt senseless and cruel, Shanahan said in a response in People magazine all the way back in 2023. But Nicole Shanahan is RFK Jr.'s pick. Yeah, it doesn't get me excited, I'll put it that way. I'm more of a Vivek guy at the end of the day. How about this? Let's hit a break. But first, this part of the program, again brought to you by Dylan Rings. And folks, just seeing the images on Instagram, just go to Dylan Rings on Instagram. These renovations look amazing. Dylan Rings, the shop looks amazing. You got to get by 119 Brown Springs Road. It's just off of Atlanta Highway, a little before Taylor Road. It's kind of that turn you take to hit the back way into AUM, where the old Fun Zone used to be. You can still see the old skating rink platform and foundation out there. And Dylan Rings, of course, is a full-service jewelry shop. They have an incredible selection from high-end pieces to the everyday jewelry that still looks great but isn't going to break the bank. And, of course, they can also do custom design work. Josh Ryder is a true artist over there. That's why I'm not surprised the renovations look so good, Josh. You have a great eye, I'll put it that way, for quality. And if you can dream it up, Josh Ryder can make it a reality. It can be out of whole cloth. You literally had a dream about it. Or it could be you inherited a piece of jewelry or several pieces that you want to put together or you want to update in certain ways. Of course, he can do that there. They also do spa treatments, like cleaning your jewelry, repairs, including watch repairs, appraisals. They do it all there at Dylan Rings. So stop by today. They're reopened after a week of renovations. The place looks amazing. Again, that's 119 Brown Springs Road. And be sure to tell Josh and Leslie Ryder there at Dylan Rings that Joey fella from the radio that Joey sent you. We'll be right back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey folks, this is Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center, and did you know there's all kind of dogs that we can feed, like sleeping dog, hot dog, creek dog, swimming dog, hunting dog, shaggy dog, lap dog, window dog, riding dog, hiding dogs, puppy dog, standing dog, hat dog, cozy dog, family dog, even a dancing dog, man. So come see us at 1154 South Memorial Drive in Prattville, and we can even feed your kitty cat, too.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The risk of showers is fading away quickly for most of us. Otherwise, mostly cloudy. Temperatures today, upper 60s to around 70. Partly cloudy, cooler tonight. Overnight low 48. Tomorrow, sunshine. 74 for a high on Wednesday. A little cooler Thursday. I've got us in the upper 60s with more sun. And then a beautiful Easter weekend forecast. Sunshine, 72 Good Friday. Upper 70s Saturday. Near or above 80 on Easter Sunday with more sunshine. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has a long history of stability and a legacy of serving our community's needs for generations. Since we began in 1906, at CBNS Bank, we're here for you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views in the afternoon. Or as we're calling it online, Joey Clark Live.
Let's go to James at 272-9228. Hey, James, how you doing?
I'm okay, Joey. That was Dylan's, was it not? Dylan's?
Or Dylan Rings.
Dylan Rings?
Yeah, no possessive.
Okay, just Dylan Rings.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me ask you this question, Joey. Don't let me get too personal here, but is there any need for you going to Dylan Rings here in the near future?
Like you talking about like asking a lady to marry me or something?
Oh, well, of course. It's like this right here. All of us that are living vicariously through others, we would like for them. I guess. You know, everybody wants to be an influencer on some level. Would you agree?
There are a lot more people doing that, yes.
Well, and see, at 60, running up fast on 61, and as a single man, I'm concerned for the rest of the single men out there.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, we're supposed to leave mother and father and cleave to that woman. You know,
right.
For the purpose of procreation. And, of course, not all of us are called to marriage. But I'm just trying to encourage you in that line. And now let me ask you this question, Joey. And I know I'm burning up a lot of air space here, but have you ever seen the movie The Quiet Man with John Wayne and Maureen O'Hare, I think, is the his opposite co-star?
I don't believe I have.
That is the role I want to serve there is of the old man, you know, acting as the go-between those two. If you've seen the movie, you know the character I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. I've got it pulled up on IMDb, but I've not seen it.
Okay, it's again, that's The Quiet Man, and that's John Wayne and Maureen O'Hare.
Yeah.
I think I'm right.
Yeah, 1952.
Yeah, okay. And sometime after that, you had those two and a couple of two, three others that were done by John Wayne's production company. I believe that was Bat Jack.
Okay.
I think I'm right. And McClintock was one of those. And another one was Big Jake.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but The Quiet Man, Joey. Think about it, brother. I don't want you to be 60 looking back on life going, gosh, I wish I had listened to that knucklehead on the phone that day.
No, I'm in the debates right now around this issue are fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. And because I've seen guys my age who got hitched early and then they got divorced. And it was not a good idea. I don't think anybody wants to go through that sort of thing. And
of course not.
And it really is a coin flip. There's this one show, Michael Knowles, who's with the Daily Wire, he's like a pre-Vatican II Catholic. He was having a conversation with this woman named Pearl Davis, who is, you know, really standing up for men lately. She's kind of become a men's rights activist. And so Pearl is making the argument that you, Michael, you religious folks, are sending too many men down a wrong road. You look at the rate of divorce. You look at all these women don't deserve to be wives. Whereas Knowles is like, well, if you actually join a church, your likelihood of divorce is goes down. And you're probably going to find somebody that you build a relationship on values. But even there, this is a shocking number. Young or Catholics even are getting divorced at a 30-something percent rate, and that's including older populations. When you look at people my age and younger, there is something going on there where it's a lot of risk. And I'll admit to you fully, James, I mostly see downside. Doesn't mean I've had this debate on air going back years. I come down on the side of it only takes one. It's not this hypothetical of all men, all women. It's about meeting the right person, the right woman who compliments you.
You're not jaded, are you, Joey?
No, I'm just a little trepidatious because I've seen how awful it can
word.
Be.
Here's what I was talking with a lady once in the grocery store, and you remember the Fonzie scene where he's trying to run into young girls with the buggy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that's me in the grocery store. So I'm talking with her, and I said, and we were talking about my singleness somehow. We got on that, and I said, you know, all the good ones are taken. She said, shh. Some of the ones that are taken aren't good. Here's what I shouldn't say. Well, let's just put it this way. Some people out there with women they were formerly married to have offices at the back door of the band room at certain universities, and they think they have climbed the social ladder. Are you following me, Joe?
Not really, but I'm...
That's good, because I don't want to, you know, label this woman. Joey, it's been my pleasure, and hey, man, we're all in your corner.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Ta-ta.
Ta-ta. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. I'm so happy so many of you want to see me get hitched. And I'll admit, seeing my brother get married to a wonderful woman, Caroline, Will and Caroline, and seeing them not only get married and, you know, be that young married couple for a few years, but then have a daughter, Lucy, and my brand new niece, it is amazing. It's a lot of work. It's not always glamorous, of course, especially talking to both Will and Caroline about what it's like. They're both working people, both work hard to make plenty of money, but it is, it's probably the most meaningful thing. Having a child with somebody you love is probably the most meaningful thing one could probably do in life. Now, there are some other ways, but for most people, that's it. It comes back to family. And I don't know. I'm in my routines. I'm in my groove. And I find myself at times, well, enjoying my groove. But we'll see. We'll see what the future holds. 272-9228. Oh, Judge Napolitano just sent me his brand new op-ed that'll be coming out Thursday early. Again, I'll have to read that more when it's actually publicized. But Taking Easter Seriously is the name of this op-ed. I'm just doing a quick perusal. Yeah, this should be pretty good stuff. Yeah, I love how Judge Napolitano can appeal to the American Revolutionary period in particular without sounding cliched, and can then present the deeper meanings behind so much of what we celebrate each holiday. It ain't about a bunny, I'll put it that way, but we'll wait until a little later in the week to start talking such matters. Again, 334-272-9228 if you want to get in on what I suppose is some conversation. Just seeing if there's anything breaking right now that I missed out on. I'm not necessarily seeing anything, but there is some local news we have yet to get to. One story that is continuing to have legs there at 1819 News, 1819news.com, written up by Erica Thomas. We'll talk in more detail tomorrow, is Alabama father invents opioid alternative following death of son. Tim Dooley, PhD of Clay, has dedicated much of his life to saving others following the death of his youngest child to the opioid crisis. Dooley said that after decades of working in molecular biology and applying his knowledge towards drug discovery and drug development, he has a new goal following his personal tragedy to turn lemons into lemonade. Well, just a little taste there, because we're going to be talking in detail with Erica Thomas about that tomorrow. Let's see who this is. You're on line one. You're on the
Papa
air.
Papa B.
Hey, Papa B, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. So your sidekick is still out hustling and making some money.
I would hope so. If he's just farting around the house, then I'm going to be very upset.
I mean, I could probably just slide over there on the pontoon boat and, you know, make sure he ain't fishing or something. If he's,
wait, are you just looking for an excuse to take the boat out?
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on, dude.
But, you know, if I catch him, you're going to have to go ahead and post it, like on Facebook or something. You know, if I catch him fishing. So, you know, that would be the only requirement I'd have. So we're looking at now this big old slice of humble pie that Letitia James and Judge Endorgan, you pronounce his name, but Judge Gilligan, anyway.
That weird little pervert? Is that who you're talking about, the pervert?
Oh, yeah. So they're having to eat a big old slice of humble pie here. And I saw Trump's lawyer really rub it in on some of the interviews. And really an abuse of the court system that we have.
Oh, yeah.
That was an interesting take that I saw, though, from some folks that said that, you know, really what they're trying to do here, since they don't necessarily control the Supreme Court anymore, they being the Democrats, is they're trying to kind of just mess the whole system up. I guess bastardize the system, turn it into a circus. You know, for what reason? Well, I mean, the same reason they would do that for any of our institutions or government, and that is so that they can acquire and accumulate power in areas that they would prefer, such as the executive branch. What do you think about that theory, Joey?
Does that mean essentially kind of burn down the village so you can rule it?
Yeah. There you go.
I think there's a lot to it. I think everybody is starting to get wise, no matter your point of view on the world, that something's got to give here. We're working off institutions that were built decades ago by people that, for the most part, are no longer alive. A few of them are still around.
Right.
Amazing who's still around, actually. But I think something's got to give. It's why you're seeing the World Economic Forum with the Great Reset stuff. It's why you're seeing the Democrats try to take us into this green energy future where everything will be more equitable, too, across social lines, yada, yada, yada. And I've been trying to beat the drum, saying to more conservative types, though it maybe betrays their temperament, we have to be ready to do our own thing as well. That, you know, just appealing to the, you know, the Constitution ain't enough. You actually... I'll put it this way. The village is probably going to be burned down one way or another.
I think so.
And it's a matter of who actually ends up on top after the controlled fire.
Or not so controlled in some ways, but I agree. I think that, you know, this is just another indicator that the more the Democrats lose and the more... Donald Trump is seen by, well, the American people as being the person that can go in and take care of business, the more outlandish the Democrats are going to get. So Yeah. I'm looking for what people term as a black swan event. Do you know what that is?
Yeah, Nassim Taleb comes up with that term. Yeah, it's essentially something, a bolt out of the blue that nobody sees coming.
A 9/11 kind of thing.
Yep.
Have planes flying into buildings and buildings collapse. Something big, something really that can dominate the news cycle for weeks on end. Boy, what is that going to have to be? But as we get closer to the election, and maybe even just directly after the election, I just believe that we're going to have some kind of something big happen, engineered, or maybe just allowed to happen. And
COVID was one of those. Wouldn't you agree? COVID kind of fit that bill, and it's just we're now going to have another one.
Well, yeah, COVID did. It did in a way, you're right, in most ways that you could use that term, black swan. But I believe the COVID scheme was very well planned and very well orchestrated and had been in plan. In fact, there were some people that speculated that the COVID hoax was actually the insurance policy that... you know, some of the FBI agents were discussing at the time that big, you know, that whole big insurance policy thing. There were debates, actually, I had also heard of in Georgetown University, where they were just saying, well, look, what if all else fails and Trump wins the election of 2020? They were prepared to go to a martial law.
Wait, Papa B, hold on, everybody. Everybody, calm down now. Pete Buttigieg is on the scene of the bridge collapse. It's going to be all right. Pete Buttigieg, it's there.
Well, we can thank God for that,
can't we? I still remember anyway, Trump going, you say it, Buttigieg, Buttigieg.
I call him Buttigieg.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. It's a brothel.
Right. But I don't want to take up any more of your time. I'm just telling you that we all need to be prepared for this big event, whatever it is, and the imagination runs wild. I would not put it past the pop of nuke somewhere, something like that. Who knows where it would be or why or how. But something big would be something coming our way, I do believe, either before or just right after the election to disrupt any kind of Donald Trump victory. Anyway, all right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks, Papa B. 272-9228. Greg Vidal saying there's an accident on southbound Taylor Road, meaning he's going to be running a little bit behind. But one lane is blocked there, southbound Taylor Road. So across from a UM. I'm not sure what a UM is. I'm just being dumb, I guess, right now. Hey, got to hit this break. More news and views in the afternoon after this.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey, this is David Little from Tucker Pecan Company. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 10 years now, and the results have been amazing. Every day, we have new customers that come in that have heard us on all the different radio stations that we advertise on. If you want to help your business grow, the best way to do it is through radio advertising through Blue Water Broadcasting. They do a great job in promoting our business and helping us grow our business, and hopefully they can help you grow your business too.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
David Little, Tucker Pecan, and things are happening at Tucker that's going to surprise you. They're moving. Here's David to tell you more.
Yeah, Bubba, we are. We're moving. Been out here since 1952, and it was time to make a change, and we're making a change, and it will be for the better. We're going to move. to 135 Mulberry Street. We're going to have our store over there. Our kitchen's going to be in the back. It's going to be a great opportunity for us, and we're going to have all the great gifts we have, and we're going to do the mail order like we've always done. But we're just moving to an area where it has other shops like us, which will be good for us. And, you know, it makes it easier for people to come shopping. They can just jump off the interstate right there on Mulberry, take a left, go about a mile up. We're on the left. So that's what we're doing. We're going to have the same great candies and gifts and all that, but in a different location. And we're starting to move, and hopefully we will be moved and out, everything done by the end of the month. So starting in March, we will be at 135 Mulberry Street. So y'all just come see us now.
This is Eddie Bader from eXp Realty. You know me from co-hosting News and Views with Joey Clark for the past several years. Are you looking for a real estate agent that will go above and beyond to help you find your dream home? Look no further than Hannah Grantham and myself. Hannah and I have the knowledge and experience in the Tri-County area to guide you through the home buying process as easy and smooth as possible. Our attention to detail and dedication to our clients ensures that you will always receive the highest level of service. Don't settle for anything less than the best. Call Hannah and Eddie today, 334-368-6358.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back. Now, Ray Bowles is on vacation. So, I just want to tell you folks about Prattville Carpet, great sponsor of the program, and have been sponsors now for years. Really fantastic folks that can offer you a high quality product and just great service. So, of course, they can provide you carpet. That's in the name, Prattville Carpet, but any sort of resurfacing material. It could be you want to put down traditional hardwood floors, or maybe you don't want to mess with traditional hardwood, but you want the look of traditional hardwood. Might I suggest the luxury vinyl plank they have? It really is fantastic. Even the new laminate products. Don't think about laminate floors from the 90s or the 80s. You got to go check out what they have today. It really is beautiful stuff. Or it could be you want to remodel a kitchen, maybe the countertop and backsplash, or a bathroom with ceramic tile. They could do all of that there at Prattville Carpet. So call them today at 285-8117. That's 285-8117. And ask about a free in-home measurement. They'll come to you. They'll literally go the extra mile. They'll measure out the space you want resurfaced. And then once you pick out the product you want to resurface it with, they'll know exactly how long it's going to take, how much it's going to cost. Pretty good system they got there at Prattville Carpet. So give them a call today. That's 285-8117. That's 285-8117. And be sure to tell them that Joey, that fellow on the radio, sent you. Let's go to Sam. Hello, Sam.
Joey, thank you for taking my call. The rain quit, the sun's out.
All right.
Yes, sir, right here, right outside of Troy.
You struck me as one of those guys, like, you know that song, I'm only happy when it rains? I always thought of Sam when I heard it.
When I'm high, okay? If I get really messed up, that's it. If I get grungy, I start playing that music.
He's listening to the Smiths again.
I get all them bad habits from the 90s. Smiths, good. Hey, in all seriousness, the rings are expensive. Okay, we're talking about the rings. This is a serious topic for young men, and especially one that we hold out so much, hope for. I was just going to let you borrow mine. Okay, my wedding band. It's a big chunk of gold. It's got black inlay. It's a wonderful thing.
That actually sounds nice.
Yeah, but I need it on the weekends because I do wear it when
going grocery shopping.
That too. That's it. The number one place to meet women. That's it. But.
Yeah, I'm going to go hang out by the vegetable and fruit section and flash my ring around.
That's it. You know, men. Man, I can't even imagine what a set goes for, but that's all right. That's what I had. Enjoyed the show first. Thank you.
Thank you, Sam. Well, and it looks like Greg Budell made it here in one piece, so that's a good thing.